An undefiled church founded on an inclusive invitation and a focused message and an obvious blessing and a significant response and a talked about happening.
Welcome to today's edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today we bring the conclusion of yesterday's message on the undefiled church. You know, we were in Acts 11 a great deal, and one of the things that I kind of highlighted in my mind that Dr. Don said yesterday is, I look around our nation today, and I see the gates of hell prevailing against our churches. That's frightening. But here's the good news. God is so much bigger. The power of Jesus. Greater is He than is in me and you. The power of Jesus than it's in the world today. As we study the Word, know we're available for you. Love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD or online at tewonline.org. And now, Dr. Wilton.
Why 7 years between Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 11? Number one, the issue of spiritual leadership. Number two, the issue of spiritual maturity. And number three, the issue of pride and prejudice. When you get to Acts chapter 11, those three issues are settled. Spiritual leadership has been established. Spiritual maturity has risen up among the believers. And prejudice has walked out the back door. Because all of a sudden, Peter came and he said, we believe that Christ died for all people. And in fact, in the preceding verses to the one that I'm going to read to you, beginning at verse 19, they finally got to the point, because of spiritual leadership and spiritual maturity, that they said, absolutely, we understand that this gospel is no longer just for the Jews. For there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female, neither bond nor free, because we're all one in Christ Jesus. In fact, it bothers me greatly how many people have got so much to say about women's rights in America, but they have nothing to say about the abuse and the persecution of women in Arab and Muslim countries all across the world. Something's wrong. And so we find ourselves being presented with the undefiled church. And I believe, beloved friends, when we study the church at Antioch, which was the first Christian church, one can extrapolate from the church at Antioch foundational principles according to God's economy that constitute the undefiled church. Let me read it to you. Acts chapter 11 and verse 19. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except the Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who coming to Antioch spoke to the Jews also, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this report came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. And so they sent out Barnabas to Antioch. And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, who had become Paul, the apostle. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. By the way, how many of you know the first church that Paul pastored? It's Antioch. Brought him to Antioch, where for a whole year they met with the church, taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. They were given one name. Now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them named Agabus stood up, foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine all over the world, which historically, you know, came to fruition during the reign of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief, to give, and to send relief to all those living in Judea. And they did so, sending it out to through the elders by the hands of Barnabas and of Saul. All right. Here we've got this church right there in the middle of all this new beginning, surrounded by all the struggles, facing all the persecutions, all the finger pointings, all the difficulties, and God begins to establish this church built on the rock. And he says, I want you to know that as I build my church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I want to know what the church was founded on. And then I want to ask myself the question, to what extent can we say that we look like this church? So here they are. The undefiled church, in this case at Antioch, was founded first of all on an inclusive invitation. That's right there in verse 20. Bible says, they went out, they broke the barrier, they accepted the meaning of the gospel, and they took the gospel to the four quarters of the earth, and they included everyone. No one was exempt from the gospel. It was an inclusive invitation. That's the first mark of the undefiled church. I present to you a church where everyone can invite anyone to come to First Baptist Church to encounter the living one. You got to ask yourself questions about that. I'm very excited about it, and I commend you as a group of believers. I commend you for your spiritual leadership, and I commend you for your spiritual maturity, and I commend you for your spiritual inclusiveness that this Jesus came to set all people free. Number two, an undefiled church was founded on a focused message. Well, you don't have to look very far in verse 20, second part of verse 20 there. The Bible says they preached concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you just love that? It's like, well, you mean to tell me they told the people about Jesus? Yes. Jesus said, I will build the church on me. It's about me. Everything in the church is about me. Anything not about me is an invitation for the gates of hell to prevail. They preached Jesus. You know, Paul made that wonderful statement. He said, I save to know nothing among you excepting Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's what I love about the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry that God has blessed this church with, going out across the nations, going out across our world today. It's about the Lord Jesus, about sharing God's truth with our searching world. It's pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone said to me some weeks ago, said, you know, there's one thing that I love about our church. It doesn't take long for you to come to this church that somebody's going to be talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a discipline. Well, there's a third foundation here. The undefiled church was founded, thirdly, on an obvious blessing. An obvious blessing. Look at verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. Isn't that a beautiful statement? You know, if I could, and I'll do a little bit, you know, but if I could today, you know what I'd love to do with the rest of this message today? I'd love to just walk out and walk up to every person here today and pray over you with one request. Lord Jesus, would you be so kind as to put your hand on this lady? An undefiled church was founded on an obvious blessing. I see the hand of the Lord all over our people here. Number four, it was founded on a significant response. A significant response. Bible says in verse 21, a great number who believed turned to the Lord Jesus. And by the way, there are many wonderful things that happen in a church. We know that. A lot of mission trips, a lot of activities, a lot of things that we do. But you know, the most significant response that God writes on the heart of His church is that people would come to know Jesus. We're launching a new initiative. It's not new. I've asked Eddie Robertson, who's here, to be our lead person because of his giftedness, his organization, and his heartbeat for evangelism. But starting in the next several weeks, I want you to just think about all the fishing pools in our church. By the way, what is a fishing pool? A fishing pool is a pool of water into which fish come to swim and feed. Jesus said, "Be fishers of men." Do you know how many fishing pools we have in our church? Can I name some for you? Some of them are pretty obvious, like Celebrate Recovery, Refuge. Well, what about, let's talk about the Helping Ministries Center. One of the greatest ministries we've got. Sally Ruth Coleman has been directing that ministry for over 20 years. She's fantastic. You know how many people in our community come every week? We're only open 3 days a week. You know what my vision is? Our vision, that we would be open 7 days a week. Too many hurting people. But this is what I want to say. I'm asking Eddie to help here. We want to come to you as a people. I want as many of you as possible to say, "I'll do it." Eddie's going to help us. We're going to organize ourselves into fishing pool teams. So, on Monday morning, when the Helping Ministries Center opens to take care of a wonderful group of people, all our people, as usual, are going to be providing clothing, food, all the different things that we do to reach into our community. But now, we're going to have a team, 2, 3, 4 people on Monday morning that are going to also be there. But they're not going to be handing out food and water bottles and trying on sizes of clothing or moving boxes or sorting out. They're not going to do any of that. In fact, I'm going to tell them I don't want them to touch a thing. The only thing they're going to do is walk up to those precious people, tell them about the Lord Jesus, and invite them to give their lives to Christ. I'm going to ask you a question, my friends. This is the undefiled church. Should we, with all the fishing pool ministries in our church, should we not be rejoicing at 50, 60, 100, 200 people every week who give their lives to Christ? Every week. Is it good enough just to give someone a warm coat? You see, I'm asking these questions, and we all know that. People, you folks are the ones who are saying this to me. We're going to brandish a whole new initiative in this church. I believe every week we're going to have small teams, 2, 3, 4 people at a time, at Refuge and at Celebrate Recovery and going to Kentucky and on choir tours and all our different things, children's ministries, handing out backpacks and getting into the inner city, teaching opportunities, the things that God gives us to do right here in our own backyard. But leading all of that is going to be this incredible foundation, and that is a significant response. That's what he says here, and a great number who believe turn to the Lord. Would you join with the Lord Jesus in this? I know you will. You keep on doing it. An undefiled church founded on an inclusive invitation and a focused message and an obvious blessing and a significant response and a talked about happening.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with all of today's message with Dr. Wilton in just a moment, but he wants me to remind you that in the same way that the Lord's arms are open wide for you, there is inclusion that you need to know about that perhaps you've forgotten. You may have felt like you have run too far. You've turned your back on God too many times. God's love for you is not dependent on you. It's Him. It's His unconditional love that's using this broadcast today to say, "I love you and I have a plan for your life." If you'd like to speak with someone about that, we'd love to pray with you, talk with you, maybe put some resources in your hands that will help you grow. You can call us at 866-899-WORD right now. That's 866-899-9673. It'll also connect you to one of us 24 hours a day to talk, to pray, and to listen, and to connect you with great resources as well. You can also do that on our website at tewonline.org. We would love to connect with you. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
There's number five, a talked about happening. The Bible says right here that this report came to the ears of Barnabas in Jerusalem, and they didn't even have internet. You know, yesterday we were in different places around town, and I had a person walk up to me yesterday, and they said to me, "You sure look like that preacher from that church." I said, "Well, blow me down, I am." "Oh, I knew it was you." I cannot disguise my southern accent. "Oh, I know, I knew it was you." See, they just don't know that I'm much better looking in person, aren't I? You know, and this precious lady, she then said this to me. Steve, it was wonderful. She said to me, "Oh," she said, "I watch on television." She said, "You know, I hear wonderful things going on at First Baptist Church." Wow. I love that, because it's true. It's what he said. It talked about happening. There was a conversation going on. And by the way, I'm talking about a conversation among believers, folks, not unbelievers. You don't really think that people who hate God will say good things about where God is doing great things? What? These were believers. They were saying, "Can you imagine what God's doing?" It talked about happening. Number six, an evidenced witness. That's the sixth foundation of an undefiled church. An evidenced witness. Verse 23, when he came, he saw the grace of God. That's evidenced witness. Do you know one of the things that I love most about our church is right there. When I come here on any given occasion, especially if you take Sunday mornings, I know that I let a lot of you down, but I just get caught up talking too much. I talk too much, I know that. But I love to walk around, "Hey, Rod, how are you doing?" I love to walk around and say, "Hey, Brian, hey, Charles, how are you? Brian, good to see you this morning. So glad to see you folks today." Now, look here. You know one of the reasons why I like walking around and in the corridors and the fellowship and all that? Evidenced witness. It doesn't take rocket science for me to see the grace of God in your face. The grace of God is not a mystery. It's not a hidden substance. It's a manifestation of the blessing and of the Spirit of God. What a foundation. An undefiled church was founded, number seven, on a teaching determination. The Bible says in verse 26, Paul, the pastor, and Barnabas arrived at Antioch. They sat down, so to speak, and for the next year, they taught the people. You know, that's what we try to do. That's why we believe so strongly in Sunday school and discipleship and life groups. And some of you may, all of you would understand. That's what I'm doing right now, by the way. I'm in a role of a teacher. I'm just teaching us. I'm preaching, but I'm teaching. I'm saying, look, you know, there's 7 years here, and this is where, and this is what the church looks like, and take a look at this, and let's analyze that, and what do you think about this, and maybe that. Teaching. You know what teaching does, folks? Teaching gives to you and me an understanding of what God says and who He is. Now get this. A weak theology will result in a weak lifestyle. Do you know that you can justify any kind of behavior by virtue of the theology that you don't believe in? And churches today have the gates of hell prevailing against them because groups of people have gathered together and they've said, this is the way the church is going to be. This is the way the church is going to operate. This is the way the church is going to look like, according to what I feel. Basically, what you do is you set yourself up as the United States Congress. Now, that's not a good thing for the church. That's why spiritual leadership, spiritual maturity is so important in the local church. Without it, you'll never get the Great Commission done. You'll never eliminate prejudice. You'll never see people come to know Christ because the gates of hell will prevail against the church. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build the church, my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. All right, I've given you seven. I'll close with number eight. The undefiled church, in this case Antioch, was founded on, number eight, a giving spirit. That's beautiful. You know, these last verses that I read just rang such a beautiful sound in my heart because of you. I've never been around a giving people like I've been around you. And I thank you. You want to be blessed as a church? Be a giving church. You want to be blessed as a person? Be a giving person. It's just God's law. But this was a manifestation of who they were founded on, because Jesus gave his life. And so I take a look at something like this and I say to myself, Lord, I want this for our grandchildren. And God is saying to me, you've got it. Make sure you stand on it. Stick to it. Cultivate it. Grow it. Just keep looking to Jesus. Because every time we look at ourselves, we got a little problem on our hands. I just wanted to tell you how much I love you today. Now, someone here this morning, I doubt it, might say, well, you know, Pastor, all you've done is brag about your church. That's fine. Somewhere in America, there needs to be an undefiled church that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You know what? There's a lot of churches just like ours. We've got churches like that right here in our community. We're not the only one. I get letters from people all around the country. You'll find churches like this in Texas, California, Massachusetts. Yep, I know I'm shocking some of you. You will. Even Alabama. Now, that's a real shock. Isn't it great to be an undefiled church, not for ourselves, but only because of Christ who dwells in us? Would you bow your heads with me today? Lord Jesus, I want to thank you today for the privilege of serving alongside a determined people. Lord, when we look at the undefiled church at Antioch, by no measure could we ever apply that to ourselves outside of you. We have so much more to do. We fail you, we sin against you every day, and for that, we crave your forgiveness. We confess to you as a people. And today, Lord, we surrender our lives afresh. We open our hands, our hearts, our pocketbooks. We will go, we will serve, we will give. We will be undefiled. And in the name of Jesus, the gates of hell will not prevail against this church. And for that prayer, we pray for every Bible-believing church in these United States of America and around the world. Lord, that your most incredible grace would come down upon us. And we thank you. Lord, now as people come to say yes to you, to give their lives to you, as people come to commit their lives to you, as people come to put their roots down, say, I want to be part of an undefiled church. I want to be in a place where Jesus is lifted up. Lord, may that be so. Lord, may we give more. May our people rise up and serve more. May we go more. May we be a people, Lord, about which it is said, truly, those people come together in the house of the living God, for they are of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we are Christians together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We are not ashamed, and neither are you. But perhaps we have been acting like we're ashamed. Where is the boldness? Let's ask God for it and watch this be the greatest year, 2020, looking ahead, of being lights in a dark world. If you'd like to have someone pray with you, we're ready to do that right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. We even have a shortcut that'll get you there, tewonline.org. Just know we would love to connect with you. And before we get away, perhaps the most important thoughts from our pastor are next.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
As we wrap up this week, here we are wrapping up just about a year. Is today the day you need to let someone pray you through the next step of following Jesus Christ? 866-899-WORD is the number. I know I take that too fast, so grab that pencil, open up a contact, and let us be in your phone. Store us as 866-899-9673. We are the Encouraging Word and would love to encourage you anytime, day or night, at 866-899-9673. And one great way to encourage you is with this fresh new leather-bound Bible study guide that Dr. Don's going to tell you all about.
This year again, I was blessed to join with several pastors and Christian leaders from across the country in writing a brand new 52-week devotional called The Heart of Worship. I want to make a copy available to you and for you to have copies that you can get to send to your families and friends at Christmas time. What a wonderful Christmas gift to give to those that you love. In fact, as we begin a new year, begin it with God. So thank you, my friends, for picking up the phone and calling to request the Heart of Worship devotional today. God bless you.